Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, I just want to remind you that this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Aren't you glad that you have a friend in Jesus? He is our help. He is our friend. He is our joy and sorrow. He is our hope for tomorrow. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like the Lord. And I just want to thank God tonight for you, and you, because every praise is to our God, and every word of worship is with one accord. Every praise is to our God. I give honor, all honor to my God on this evening. I thank Him for a lovely day, very warm day here in Delaware, and it just feels so good because last week it was so cold and everyone was afraid that this was winter. And I kept telling them, it's not winter yet. We got to wait until October come in, and it's going to warm back up. But I don't think they really believe me, but now they see. They're putting the air conditioning back on again because while we had that rainy season, there was no air conditioning going on. It was just cold and damp and rainy and dark. But to God be the glory. I am getting ready to reap a harvest that God promised me. I'm going to take back everything that the devil stole from me. How about you? You want to take back what the devil has stole from you? Well, let's do it then. Let's give God all the praise and all the glory. I thank God for my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Benjamin Grant, and I thank God for Mother Blondie, Mother Janie in her absence. I just thank God for Jesus because He's real in my soul. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, He gave me the victory. So many people doubt Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so, because He's so real to me. I love Him because He's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, He gave me the victory. Well, so many people doubt Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so, because He's so real to me. I love Him because He's real. He's real. Yes, He is. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. So many people doubt Him. I can't live without Him. That is why I love Him so. He's so real to me. I thank the Lord that He popped that into my spirit. And I just had to get it out of my system. I heard it ringing down in my soul. Real Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He gives me the victory. Ah, so many people doubt Him, but I can't live without Him. My God, today, that is why I love Him so, because He's so real to me. I'm telling you, I just want to see if I can get this song to play. I just want to try to get this song in your hearing this evening. Let's see what Marvin Winans is up to. This is Back in the Day. Let's see what we got here. Yes, yes, yes. Listen to this.
Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. And everywhere I go, I want the world to know Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. The world and all, Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ has never failed. Christ has never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. The world and all, Jesus Christ has never failed me yet.
Ah,
he
time.
Never failed me yet.
Come on, come on.
He never failed me yet.
Sometimes you have to keep singing it over and over and get it in your spirit. You got to tell yourself, He's never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ. Amen. I want the world to know. He's never failed me yet. And you should want the world to know that he never failed you yet, because he's been so long time with you that you should know that things may not have always gone the way that you wanted them to go, but you still have to say he never failed me yet, my God, because he told us in his word that my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts, they're not like your thoughts. So what you're thinking doesn't mean that God is thinking the same way that you are thinking. And that's how it goes. And that's what makes the difference. I may believe in God for one thing, but God knows the will that he has concerning my life and your life. God knows what's best for his creation. He knows when to send the sunshine. He knows when to send the rain. We live, some folk, in desert places. It doesn't rain much there, but every now and then he will send rain in the desert so that there is no drought. It is God who sends the snow. It is God who sends the rain. But you believe that, don't you? Well, who else? I remember when I was a child, my grandmother said, come here, Patty, I want you to learn this song. It was by Mahalia Jackson, and she said, who made the mountains, and who made the trees, and who made the rivers that flows to the seas, and who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. So as Brother Marvin Wineland said, he never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet. And he's never failed you yet. Yes, you've been disappointed because you were hoping that your will lined up with God's will, but it wasn't so. So therefore, the peaches that you was hoping to grow turn out to be spinach. But it wasn't because God didn't love you. It was because it was God's will that at that precise time, spinach was more feasible for you than the peaches. Not that he didn't want you to have the peaches, but he said, I've got to give you what's in the spinach that you need. So therefore, I'm going to hold back the peaches. I'm going to let you have the peaches, but not right at this time that you're expecting or your taste bud is calling for the peaches, because I know what you need and I know what's best for you, and I would not be a good father if I didn't supply your need. Ooh, somebody better tell God thank you tonight. He supplies your every need. So therefore, don't be angry. Don't be dismayed. Just know that God knows when and how to take care of us. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will care of you through every day, all the way. He will, he'll take care of you. God will take care of you. So no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lay down thy weary one, your head upon his breast. God will take care of you. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Oh, how I love him. I said, oh, how I love him. I said, oh, how I love him. Bless his name. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. Bless his name. Oh, it's oh, how I love him. I said, oh, how I love him. Don't you know it's oh, how I love him. Bless his name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Ah, let's go to the Word of God. He's a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder. Yes, he is. In my soul. Jesus is a wonder. In my soul. Yes, yes, yes. Bless his name. He's a wonder. In my soul. He's a wonder. In my soul. Jesus is a wonder. In my soul, bless his name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I've gone back to that. I need to shut my phone off. Just 1 second. Listen to him.
I want the world to know Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ has never failed me yet.
I tell you, that's a message for someone, because he seemed to be stuck right there, making a point that Jesus Christ has never failed yet. That Jesus Christ never failed you yet. I tell you, I'm enjoying that. I think I just might try to sleep with that, because it's just so refreshing. Jesus Christ has never failed me yet. I tell you, it's just, ooh, it's just, oh my goodness, it's just real good. It just feels good. It sounds good, and it's good. I tell you, I'm just enjoying myself this evening here. Listen, I want you all to listen to this. Just for a moment, just listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, thank you, God. Oh, bless his name. I tell you, I'm having a ball over here tonight. God never fails. He abides with me, and he gives me the victory. God never fails. just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, noonday, and night, because he'll be there. No need to worry, because God never fails. Oh, bless his name. Let's just listen to a moment of this. They want to do a survey, but I don't want to skip the survey. Let's get some music going here for a second. I don't know what she's talking about.
Go in after the presence of God and try to pin lyric and melody. And after a couple of hours, it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything.
Yeah.
We wrote a song called The Blessing. And it's straight from Scripture. And it's the heart of the Father over us as his kids. And we're going to sing it this morning, if that's okay. That this is a blessing over you and your family and your children. So just receive this morning. Put your hand out in front of you. Turn your heart to a place of just receiving the blessing of heaven from God himself over you this morning.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You got it? All right. Say amen. Say amen. Okay.
You love Cobra.
I tell you, I don't know what's wrong with these things tonight. Remember last week when I was telling you about Mark, the fourth chapter, and verse 24, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear, with what measure, you all remember that? What measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Verse number 25 says, for he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. I recall reading this to you last week. Now let's start at 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Now listen to this. It would only take a God for this. It would only take a God for this, because it tells you here, first the blade. Well, we got to start with the seed. But it says first the blade, then the ear. Well, corn is known as an ear of corn. It doesn't look like the ear on your body. It doesn't look like the ear on a dog, a cat, a muskrat. It doesn't look like the ear of a bird, but it's called an ear of corn. That the full corn in the ear. Sometimes stuff you read in the Bible doesn't make sense, but it's okay. It's the Bible. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? It's a question. Or whether what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But, my God, today he's trying to tell you something. Little becomes much when it's placed in the right place. Little becomes much when it's in the right hands. Little becomes much. The scripture says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little. Now, he's telling you that this mustard seed here, he's given an illustration or making it plain for someone to see the full picture of what he's talking about. So He says, in comparison, heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. My God, today, can you imagine how many of you have seen mustard seed? You know, we're told that if we have the faith as the size and the grain of a mustard seed, that's all God requires. Now, the preacher might tell you you need a whole lot to move God. But the Bible I read says, I just need a mustard seed. Because out of that mustard seed, the faith that I have in trust in my God, I got a harvest second to none. I got a harvest that even it will be an umbrella for someone to lodge under. I'm riding off of your faith sometimes. You know how people like to call and say, pray for me. Well, I pray for them, but what's happening is they're not receiving what's coming off of their faith. They're receiving what's coming off of mine, because I'm doing the praying and I'm believing God and I'm asking God and I'm seeking God to bring this thing which I'm asking for this person to come to pass. So their harvest came off of my faith. Now, they had faith with God. They had faith to believe that you could get a prayer through. Now, they didn't have the faith to believe that they could get their own prayer through. That's why you have so many people calling in saying, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Very few people will call in for prayer and say, I need you to believe God with me. I need you to stand with me for, because I am believing God for a specific thing. I believe in God for my grandson to be saved and turn around. My granddaughter to be saved and turn around. I'm believing for my son, my husband, my daughter, my mother and father. Because we do have children that saved and the parents aren't saved. A lot of phone calls and say, I need prayer for Sister Melon, who is in the hospital. Okay, you need prayer for Sister Melon in the hospital. Okay. But is Sister Melon, who's in the hospital, is she believing? Because the prayer that you're praying for Sister Melon, apparently it's for healing. Most of the time, if people are in the hospital, we're praying about healing. God heal. God touch their body. God make them whole. God touch the doctor's hand. God do this. God do that. Or Jesus do this. Jesus do that. Jesus do this. Jesus. But am I praying for Sister Melon, because you believe that I can get the prayer answered? Or am I praying for Sister Melon because Sister Melon won't pray for herself? Which is it? You believe that I have the mustard seed? That this prayer is going to bring forth what I asked it to do? when I go to God and say, God, I need you to make a way for him or make a way for her. Is it my mustard seed that's moving God? That's a question, isn't it? It's a big question. Because we have so many people that don't believe that they can pray for themselves. That's why you got all these prayer lines. That's why you got people calling in for prayer. I do it too. Sometimes it's a situation going on. And guess what? I called into one of the radio stations, not radio, one of the television stations for prayer. But did I get what I prayed for? Or did I get what they prayed for? And what they did was they prayed and I heard what they said. But did it happen? Why not? Were we missing some mustard seeds? Or was it not God's will to answer that request? We sang a song back in the day that says, you don't know like I know what he done for me. Good song. And then you go so far as to say, you can't tell it like I done for me. And that's true. But you know what? It is nice for two or three of us to gather together and pray and believing that God is going to move that mountain. Whether it's a mountain of sickness or whatever the mountain is, it's good for two or three of us to get together with one accord and go to God in prayer. But it's also good that you know that I can tell God about my problems better than you can. So that means I have to trust in my seed, my mustard seed. It might sound a little strange and a little far-fetched for some of you, but men ought to always pray. But it's good to call and ask people to pray for you. But it's even better when you learn how to pray for yourself. My grandmother used to say, every cub needs to stand on his own bottom. Back in the day, they had tubs that had feet on them, 4 feet, two in the front, two in the back. And that tub rested on those legs or those feet. Now your tub sits down, flat, but it's resting on something. There's some slats and some wood, some beams that's been laid across, and then there is a plywood that's attached on top of the beams, and then the tub is sat down on that. So it's still something that's holding it up. Your seeds ought to make a difference in getting your prayer into the ear of God. Said, I meditated night and day. It made a difference. He prayed for himself. He had a problem, and he would say, I cried unto the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord. And he heard me. He never once recorded that Job cried unto the Lord for me. Yes, the scripture said, pray for one another. But my goodness, when are you going to be able to seek God for yourself? Because you don't want to get that relationship. So it's easier to get somebody that you feel have a relationship with God to pray for you. Well, that's fine. Don't you know, one time out of a year, God would like to hear you come to him saying, "My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, for your kingdom come and your will be done," because it's not about what I want, but it's your will for me. But you said that I could ask for what I will. And if a man's ways please God, then he can do it for them. But because he knows your beginning and he knows your end, some things he just won't let you have. I heard an old lady saying, "Jesus will never say no." Well, if I could wake her up out of her grave now, I will tell her he has said no to some things that I put before him. See, we've got to be honest and tell the truth. Not all the prayers are going to be answered in the way that you prayed them and what you were hoping and believing for. Some things is selfish. You just don't need that. So God won't grant it. And it's all right. Your mustard seed. Your mustard seed needs to bring you a harvest. So that the branches, look, it shooted out great branches. Your prayers should be able to shoot out great branches. I don't have a problem with the pastor praying for me. But I have a problem when I don't pray for me. The songwriter said, "I must tell Jesus." Now, when it gets to the point that I can't tell him myself, then somebody pick up the torch and pray for me. She's too sick. She's too weak. Hold on a minute. An incident occurred in my life, my early marriage years, with my first husband, Mr. Sherman, and my boss died all at the same time. And my mother said to my brother, Pastor Michael Benjamin, she said, "Michael," he said, "Yeah." I said, "We're going to have to pray for that girl, because she's not going to be able to pull through this. It is too much at one time." She loved that man who died, and she also loved her business. That is a load that's too heavy for her to pull by herself. And my mother and my brother jumped in and began to pray for me that God would give me strength to get through it, because it was very painful. My mother saw, whoa, this is a hard blow here. She's not going to be able to do this by herself. And then my mom says, well, you know what? And I'm not going to do it by myself either, because I'm going to call for help. So she called Michael. And the two of them was praying for me, and I didn't know it. I was trying to do it by myself. I didn't want anyone to know that I couldn't do it. So I'm struggling to do it by myself. But in the meantime, you need to adopt that word, in the meantime. But in the meantime, the load was so heavy. That's why the scripture said, pray ye one for the other. And if you got strength, strengthen your brother or your sister. Have a way it goes with neither male nor female when it comes to this stuff. And then there were some other saints in Delaware that knew what took place, and they began to pray for me. I had my mustard seed, but apparently I had my mustard seed, but I didn't have the rain to cause the branches to be great. So God moved on their prayer for me. So much so till I'm sitting in my office crying in Delaware. I'm crying, God, help me. God, what am I gonna do? I'm sitting in my office crying out to God. Like David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my supplications, And while I was crying out to God, he heard me. And what did God do? God visited my brother Michael and said, call your sister. Call me in the office. And when the phone rang, I had two lines in the office, or three. And when the phone rang, of course, now I'm professional. I have to answer in a professional manner. And I said, good morning, gift of God Trucking. See, that tiered voice, I couldn't put that on the phone. I said, good morning, gift of God Trucking. And my brother said, Patty. I said, Michael. He said, yeah, God said to tell you stop crying. He heard you. See, that's when you're connected. I went to God for myself and cried out. And God's ear heard me. I got God's attention. I had strength because they were all praying for me. I wasn't aware. But God was still waiting for me to cry out, God, help me. David said, I cried, God, have mercy on me. I just want to tell you tonight, my time is almost gone. God is waiting for some of you. It's okay to ask me to pray. It's okay to ask your pastor to pray. It's okay to ask your auntie to pray. It's because God knows I got a praying aunt even right now in her condition. That chick can get it done still. But let me tell you something, listeners. God wants you to cry out about your circumstance, about your situation that's going on in your life. God wants to hear from you. Hear me. Hear your aunt. He'll even hear your child. But he wants to hear from you concerning your situation, whether it be an ache or pain, whether it be about new transportation, whether it be about knocking out the wall in your house and enlarging your place, whatever it is that concerns you, God want to hear from you. Sometimes he don't want the preacher to have to come before him all the time with your concerns. God wants you to come forward with your concerns. Lord, I thank you. He took me there. That was way back in the 90s when that happened. But I cried out. I'm sitting in Milford, Delaware, in my office. And you know, that day, the secretary didn't even come in. She called out, and I had to be in the office. But it was my place to pray in the office. And I got results. It wasn't even 15 minutes of crying out, sincerely crying out to God. I took my seed, my mustard seed, and I worked my mustard seed. I dropped my seed in the ground, and it grew into God's ear, into God's heart. God knew I didn't need to hear his voice directly, but he said, I can soothe this. Michael, call your sister in the office. He said, I didn't know whether to call you at the house or call you at the office. He said, well, you know what, let me just call the office. And if she's not at the office, then I'll call the house. We didn't have cell phones then. And he called the office. And I put on my office voice, my professional sound. But when I heard his voice, I didn't have to fake it. The real sound, the hurt came through the phone, and he said, yeah, that's why I called you. God told me to call you and tell you stop. He heard you. He heard you. God wants to bless you the same way. But he's waiting for you to be sincere, be serious. He gave to every one of us, he gave a measure of faith. That scripture, Google it. I'm not doing your work for you. I did all this years ago when they didn't have Google. But Google it. To every one of us, he gave a measure of faith. This is why people that don't go to church anywhere will tell you, well, I believe it. Good Lord, help me. I can do that. Because God gave them that. That is their birthright, to have a faith. He gave them that. He believe God's going to help me get it. I saw that car and I want that car. I believe God's going to help me get it. Faith. That measure of faith that God gave him at birth or her at birth began to work. And God heard them and honored them because he or she is his creation. Had nothing to do with whether they went to church or not. God is a just God. He knows everyone is not going to church. But you don't have to go to church to say, I believe that God's going to help me. Now, you got to be careful where you're going to spend eternity. That's where the trouble is. Because there's a real hell and a real heaven. And you must be born again to get to the real heaven. And you don't have to be born again to get to hell. But it's your call. It's not God's choice. It's yours. Where will you spend eternity? But are you going to cry out to God? Well, I'll go back to Marvin Wyden where he said, he never failed me yet. Why? Because that little bit of faith that you have moved God. And God moved mountains. I'm believing God for several things, and especially with my throat that I'm having problems with. I've had tests, and they don't see anything, can't find anything. That's good. But I keep going back into the same hoarseness or whatever it is that's coming. But anyhow, I'm crying out to God. And those of you that when you cry out for you, remember me. Throw my name in there. God, touch her throat. Heal her larynx. Whatever you need to do, God, do it. The songwriter said, Lord, fix it for me. I have a problem that only you can solve. Oh, Lord, fix it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. Oh, Lord, do it for me. I think that man's name is Zachary something, but just Google Zachary. Do it for me. And as I was singing this morning to a woman in my bathroom, I began to sing to her, it's me again, Lord. I have a prayer that needs an answer. I have a problem that I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. And I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. And then there was another song I told her that I liked. Was the other one was I Called You Early This Morning, and I Called You Late Last Night. And that one says, oh, Lord, it's me again. I called you early this morning. And I called you late last night. Oh, Lord, it's me again. You got to get to that point that you can say to God, Lord, it's me again. It's me again. I'm coming back to you again, God, because I've got something else that I need. I don't know. Talk to you about Jesus. It's me, Lord. It's me. My sister can recall this song, Evangelist Jackie, that we used to sing back in the day at King's Chapel, Church of God in Christ in Southampton, Long Island, New York. And we used to sing, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So if it's you standing, get to God for yourself. Get to God. Let's finish up with one verse. Next week we should be able to finish this. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Let's go back and do 31. Well, let's do 32. That's where I went off. But when it is sown, it groweth up and bringeth greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. We are stopping at verse number 32. Oh, bless his name. And next week, we will start at verse 33. Write it down. You may have to send me a text. I'm telling you. Oh, but God is so real. Jesus is so real. He's just so real. He's waiting for you. Jesus is knocking. Ah, thank you, Jesus.
Could not be that
Thank you, Jesus. Good night.